I'm on a plane to California. Will it leave the ground? Well, probably not, because I'm on and weigh a million pounds.
That was awesome.
As a meaning.
That was good. Co-written by...
at least a million.
Nice job, Mike.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
By the way, what's the problem? Why would the plane not take off with me?
I don't know. You're the one that told me it wouldn't.
Am I too fat?
You sang that song, Mario.
I did not. I wish.
I just repeated it.
We wish. We tried to get you to do it, but you said no.
With my fat.
Why don't you sing the next one?
Fishes go blub, Mario.
Do
not whales.
Blub too?
Elio's Pizza goes blub.
What?
You guys don't remember that?
No.
No.
Elio's Pizza, the cheese goes blub, blub, blub.
Is that my fat that blah, blah, blah?
Everybody's going to write in saying that they know what I'm talking about, except you guys.
We have a studio audience of one today.
Yeah, we have Angela.
We also have Brett, that you're like 100 years old, so you know all those things.
That's true.
We're young.
He's got
so
you there.
Not.
Huh. Yeah, I thought you guys didn't pick on me.
No. Well, it's your turn now.
Told you no.
Quiet old
She's
man.
She's going to be proud.
Aren't you the oldest here? Who's the one with the baby? Who's the one with the baby?
I'm just making sure.
Who's the one with the baby?
How's your deflection working now, Brett?
Brett. Yeah.
Look at Mike's eye.
Which one?
It's all red. You see it? That's all the anger.
Red with anger?
Yeah, look I can that. See it. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Those are the veins that are about to explode.
I actually can kind of feel it.
And you know why?
Like my back's
to do you have veins in
my,
your eyes?
But I feel the heat
yeah,
like
you
on the back of my
veins
neck.
In your house. In your house. In your house.
Your house.
You know why? You know why Brad is mad?
Why?
Because we have cheese and chips.
I know, and I can't reach them.
You can't. For some reason.
And it's like all that anger is in him and he was...
Mike situated himself like an old librarian. Like, you should have a stand.
Like King of the Castle. More
you
like
guys should know, me and Brad are on a table
looking
together.
Down upon my subjects.
And your throne
well,
is
Mike
like...
is by himself on a table.
Isn't that how it always is? Mike's
not
on a pedestal.
On a table.
He's on a pedestal.
You're on a table?
Which is appropriate.
You're dancing?
So, whoa, sorry.
See, he's already getting loud with us.
I know.
I'm scared.
That's what he does when he feels like he's losing control.
First, his eyes become red. Then all the veins are popping in his eyes.
So is this what happens to a podcast when we have no place to go with it? Would you pick on me?
No, we do. So the first thing is Mario sewed a button on his own shirt.
Oh, I did. I'm good.
I think that's...
I'm a good mistress. Isn't that what they do?
No. Yep. Just keep thinking that. You are a good mistress.
What's it? Who is it? Isn't it called the people that sew?
No. No, it's not.
Is this seem something like that? Similar to that? Is this similar to
it
that?
It is similar to mistress.
I'm so glad I got my
inhaler. I'm reading online, guys. Who is it?
Well...
How do you say sarta in English?
I think the word you're looking for is seamstress.
Oh, well, it's the same thing.
No, a mistress is like whatever. Someone that a guy has on the side other than his wife.
Yeah. Oh. She could be a seamstress.
No, well, yeah, I would. No, I meant... I meant I'm a good seamstress?
I think if it's a guy, would you be like a seamster?
You'd be a tailor, a teamster seamster.
Also, a guy's a tailor and
a
woman
a guy's
is
a seamster.
Seamster.
Seamster?
I can't even say
it. A sinister?
A steamster.
Seamster.
Okay.
Yeah. And did you... Well, the other part of this was...
Well, that's all to say that I actually sew a button in my shirt because I'm... My mom taught me how to sew.
Yep.
And I'm good at that.
That's good.
No, wasn't there something about getting your pants hemmed?
My pants hemmed? Is that what you meant?
How do you do that? You put a ham on them?
No, he was trying to convince me that you say... What do you convince me to say?
Mm-hmm.
It was hemmed?
What?
Hemmed?
I don't know. You know the right way. What was it again?
The right way... Stop confusing me! The right way is... Hemmed.
It still sounds like hammed.
Hemmed. Right? Why are you just laughing? Is that wrong?
It's not wrong.
What's the right
it's
word?
Right. You
what's,
said it right now.
It's pretty close.
What's the wrong
Besides,
word
if Mario was trying to say hammed, he'd say ammed.
Ammed. Ammed. Hemmed.
Hemmed.
Whatever. I want him shorter because they were long.
Okay.
So.
That's it.
Hemmed. Mario got but his pants hammed by his mistress.
Jerks. Make fun of me because I have a green card.
That's
going to
be the longest.
We've done like a full hack now. We've made fun of all three of us.
That's going to be the longest podcast title. Mario got his pants hammed by his mistress.
We could call her a hammy mistress.
Oh, I hate you. Man.
The mistress and the ham.
So I can't believe I said that. I really can't.
I can.
Well, the first time, my first mistake in English, I don't know if you, but no.
Your first mistake ever?
Yeah, was when I, your house, remember? With you guys, at least in general.
Probably wasn't the first.
I was asking for the beach.
Oh, yeah.
Man, I don't even want to know.
You know that?
Nope.
I was at Mike's house, and I asked him if the peach were raped. Instead of ripe.
Instead of ripe.
I was like, Mike, are those peaches raped? I was like, no, Mario, that's not what you say. I was like, oh, okay, sorry.
Okay.
So, I said it like that too, like I was disciplining a bad dog. No, Mario. That's not what you say.
Yeah. Did you squirt him with water?
He did.
Every time he makes a mistake.
I'd be like drenched in water every day. What's
that'd
that?
Be a tough sound what? Effect to add.
How does the water go?
I don't know.
Do it again.
Something like squeet, squeet.
That was that's right. How what I can just change mouse it. Does in Italian.
I can just change it. When
mouse
I edit.
Goes squeak.
Squeak. Squeak? No, does it squeak?
Maybe yeah. Maybe you with
no,
your
a mouse that squeaks. Roosters. Squeak, no, squeak,
can we talk
squeak.
About how ridiculous Italian animal sounds are?
Yeah.
No, we cannot talk about this because Italian animals.
What
does
the dog sound? Guau.
No. Bow. Bow. Bow.
Bow. Bow.
It says bow. Bow.
That's a dog with that has problems.
What dog have you ever heard say bow? Bow.
Italian dogs.
They're very obedient.
Your American dogs. I never heard a dog in my life going woof.
Yeah.
At least he has a laryngite. Woof. Whatever.
Okay. Here's a dog going woof. Woof. Now do a dog going bow bow.
Bow. It totally makes sense.
Bow.
Bow. Bow. That's what a god dog does.
A god dog. What is the now what does the rooster say in Italian?
Kikiriki.
Kikiriki. Now what rooster have you? Kikiriki. No.
Exactly.
It goes.
Kokodoro. No. Can we pause here and play a
can we find a real rooster?
Yes. I want to find a rooster right now.
Okay, I'll insert it here.
Kokodoro. It goes, this is what exactly what it sounds like.
That's literally kikiriki.
No, that's cockadoodle do.
I don't think any language really captures it.
Angela's asking Siri what sound a rooster makes.
You play it?
Ready, here it is. We had two going on at the same time.
That's totally kikiriki. Did you? No, okay. One tell time, me when Mike. You hear the D in that. Where's the D of doodle? I don't hear any doodle.
Yeah, but don't you want a T? Aren't you putting a T in it?
No.
What was yours again? What's Italian?
It's kikiriki.
I don't hear a K either.
I don't hear a T.
Or a K.
I don't hear a D.
There are no consonants in rooster. So, Mario, I heard that a friend of yours or a relative asked you to take care of a little matter for them while they were on vacation.
Yeah. I was asked to house it.
Yep, sure.
But in this house, it happened to be a fish, which I had to take care of.
Mm-hmm. It's one job. Of those, and you took care of it.
I did. It's one of those fishes that it's like the...
Guys, I took care of it.
It's one of those fishes that like fighter thing, betta fish, whatever they're called. Beta, better, those
beta.
Things.
Now I'm saying it. Beta fish.
Beta fish.
Beta.
So they like don't eat a lot, like one every 3 days or one every 4 days, whatever. So like I was in charge of the fish, and the fish, let's say that my cousin went away for like 20 days.
Okay.
So that fish was totally fine till the day before they were coming back.
Uh-huh.
The day before they were coming back, I came home and the fish was not even floating. It was just at the bottom. Still. Like that. So but I poked it with a stick.
But leading up to this, though, hadn't you like only fed it like once every 6 days?
That's not true. I left a couple weekends because I was busy, but I make sure
they
I overfed
to be holiday
them before.
Weekends, so
no,
they were extra long.
I was giving him like extra food before I left,
mm-hmm.
And then when I was coming back, he was fine. I mean, I went away every single weekend.
So you were encouraging like fish binging?
Yes.
Yeah. Don't ask Mario to take care of your fish. That's the moral of the story.
No, the moral of the story is that. After I killed that fish, and I was so sad, because, you know, my cousin was coming back, and the stupid fish died exactly the day before my cousin was coming back.
Uh-huh.
There was a guy from Italy that was visiting. I was driving back home that night, and I was so sad that I killed a fish, and I was responsible for it. as we're driving back home, there is a bunny that crosses the road. So I'm like, no, Cameron, there is a bunny. And as I said that, I ran over the bunny. I totally felt it under my wheel. I felt so bad.
He was aiming for it. Hey, look, no, Edmund, I did not watch aim. Watch me kill this bunny.
It's so funny because you don't happen like, oh, look, Edmund, there is a bunny. Ba-boom. I was like so shocked.
You know, if you told
I killed a fish and a bunny in one day.
But I have to say,
who does that?
Murderers.
If you told me that an Italian killed two animals, I would believe that they killed one with a car before. Why? I believed it was a lack of feeding.
That true. Was not a lack of feeding. The poor fish probably had a stroke or heart attack, and it was his day to die.
You didn't feed it for 5 days, Mario. Yeah.
Well, those fish don't eat every day.
Yeah, yeah, but they eat more than every 5 days. Yeah.
No, they can go a week without food.
Apparently not. Yeah, well,
they live on a shelf. Come on. They don't even live in an aquarium.
But wait, we have to point out that that's like the hardest fish to kill.
Yeah, because they never die.
Yeah.
So,
what are you guys looking at over there?
I don't know. He's looking at me.
Well, I'll tell you what I was looking at.
Oh, yeah.
That thing you sent us, that list of how to make a good podcast.
Yeah.
Number 19 says, I don't want to listen to you laugh at each other's jokes and carry on a jovial conversation with each other about nothing. You may think you're very interesting, but you're probably wrong.
All right.
I was thinking, wrong? That's what we do every single podcast.
That's all we do. That's pretty much all we do. So Mario sent this. Mario emailed this list to me and Mike a couple of days ago, where the subject line was something like, guys, I think we got all of them, or something.
Right, because it was a compliment.
But the list, though, is like, do's and don'ts.
Yeah.
So I agree with Mario that we probably got everyone, including
the ones
that... But we
also do the don't.
Right, exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
Which makes her better.
We don't do the long introduction. So one of them was don't have, like, an extensive introduction of who everybody is.
We never know what
we're
going to be talking about.
We don't actually ever...
introduce ourselves?
Yeah.
No.
I mean, there is somebody with a beautiful voice, which is me. There is somebody with a sexy voice, which of course is Mike, because he always fakes it.
Yeah.
And then there is Brett.
Fake it till you make it.
The one that has nothing special.
Nothing.
I don't. Like I said in that podcast thing.
I don't even have a voice half the time.
I know. Why do you even move your mouth? You know where you're dubbed, Mike, actually.
One of that podcast descriptions says, oh, and Brett.
Brett, you actually dubbed.
Oh, yeah. I know.
The one of them says, break your podcast into chapters. We definitely don't do that.
No, I think that's stupid.
Chapter 2.
The one of them says, be chunky, Mario.
Hey, are you insinuating? Have a fat person in the podcast will make everything better.
That's what it says. It's important to have a chunky person in the podcast.
Yeah, because in case there is
no,
like
it says,
no
make
normal.
Segments short, diverse, and put an audio bumper between your segments.
What an audio bumper?
Like a little...
like those little boops we do.
I also like the fact that... Sorry, I'm eating. This is Mario, of course.
That's like number 16.
I love that
don't
fact.
Don't eat in
it
the
says,
podcast, yeah.
Not really?
What yeah.
did you so just say? By the way, I forgot. Chewing. What did you just say?
I think they just figure everybody knows that.
No. What did you just say, Mike?
I don't know. What did I just say?
No, that if the podcast is not good, just don't post it.
Yes, he right? did say
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He
we're
said be willing
enough.
To trash an episode.
We did that once.
Yep,
we did.
Why are you that's part of the fish story that you bought it
yeah, but Mike chopped it off.
I didn't chop anything.
Yeah,
nobody cares
okay,
about
we'll finish
you,
the story.
How you
I'll
to
cut it back in.
Nobody cares about no. you trying to redeem yourself.
So after you killed the fish and the bunny, what did you
after
do?
After I killed the fish, my plan was I had to go pick them up at the airport the next day. So I really had no time to get a new fish, put it in the new habitat or whatever. So driving to the airport, I stopped to Petco and I was looking for the stupid fish. I went into the aquarium.
Excuse me, sir. Where do you keep your stupid fish?
Yes. I went to all the aquarium and I couldn't find this fish. Because this fish doesn't live with other fish. So I'm like, listen, baby, where do you have the better fish over here? And this guy was like...
It was a guy, too. Listen, baby. Yeah. That's how Mario talks to all the guys.
Yes. I was in a rush.
Hey, baby.
No, no, no. It was a baby boy working
hey,
at
baby
Petco.
Boy.
That's why I couldn't help you.
Yeah.
Where are the super
say
fish?
Goo for right and God for left.
And this guy was like, oh, they're not in the aquarium. They're on shelf number 5. I'm like, you can fish on a shelf? Shelf yeah. number 5? So I go there and they're there. All in the exposition of fish right there. Blue, red, white, whatever you want it. They were in this little case like you were
mean, like
wedding
exhibition?
Favor. Exhibition?
Yeah.
Okay. What did I say? Exhibition.
You said exposition? What did you say?
Yeah, exposition. So. Yeah. Is that not a word? No?
Well, it is.
Exposition is a thing, but it's not what you...
Not that thing.
That.
It's an expo of fishes.
An expo.
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 That's true. The fish expo.
That's true.
Okay.
That's true.
Why don't you shut up? I know what I'm saying.
Point for Mario on this one. Wow. Win.
Wait.
A win.
What's the date?
I went to school, people, not like you.
What's today? The October 6th. I'll write that down.
So I... Nothing. I went to get this new fish. I went to the airport. I picked them up. And after I was like, hey, I'm sorry. That's the new fish. You know, told them the story, what happened. I was like, but there you go. I got you a new one. She's like, are you kidding me, Mario? I'm like, why? She's like, I was trying to get rid of it. So basically,
like, I didn't feed it for 3 weeks.
She was like, I was trying to get rid of it. And now you buy me a new one. So she wanted me to have it. She's like, no, you keep it. You bring it home.
So wait, hold on. What was she actually having you house sit if she wanted the fish to die?
That's why she asked Mario.
She knew he would kill it.
Yeah. Oh my word, I never thought about it.
You see?
And then
I know.
She did not.
We'll ask Mario to watch
Guys,
the fish.
Don't try to be mean. She did not.
And then we'll tell exactly then we'll tell the kids, like,
maybe
Mario
right.
killed Uncle Mario killed it.
Maybe you're right.
Yeah, that way the kids, one
but
kid
no,
or two.
You know,
two
you're
kids?
Right, because that's probably why my other cousin didn't want me to
oh,
look
no,
at the cats
the one,
anymore.
Yeah.
After
yeah.
she heard the story.
Because she wants
She's
her
like,
cats
you're not
alive.
Watching my cats anymore.
Yeah. I want my cats alive.
Yeah.
Why this thing wasn't floating anyways? That means he was fat enough to be down at the bottom.
No, so you overfed know. Him.
Maybe.
So did you
no,
autopsy?
I'm telling you, he just died because he had a stroke.
I've never heard of a fish stroke.
You know, he probably had like one of his half of his face went down and the other half was up. Nobody could tell because it's a fish.
He was making half a fish face.
Nobody could help him. Probably was lifting a fin like to ask for help.
Yeah.
And nothing.
No, he couldn't.
Nobody was there.
He couldn't lift his right fin
yeah.
anymore.
Right.
So he just started spinning in circles.
Hey, you know, how many...
He did.
How many days do you think... It was probably like an agonizing death over...
He
like,
was agonizing. I think it was a day agonizing.
I don't know.
Because I went one day.
How many days,
didn't look
how many days
no.
before had you been there?
For 2 days, that fish was without food. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. That's it. Monday, he was eating. Monday, the fish was eating.
That's yeah. 3 days, first no. of all.
That's what I say.
2 days.
I meant three. Whatever. I did not kill that fish.
Yeah.
That fish had a stroke. Yeah. End of the story. Let's
Somebody
move on.
Snuck in the middle of the night. Between Mario's visits, and killed the fish.
Poisoned the
Might
fish.
Set him up.
So, you bought another
Whatever,
fish.
Whatever, Mike. You cannot even tell you.
You bought another fish to redeem yourself for the fish death, for killing the fish.
Yeah.
What did you do to
which
redeem yourself?
Which implies Hold guilt.
On. What did
implies
you do guilt. To redeem yourself for the bunny?
Yeah, right.
What did could you, I do? Revive?
That
whatever.
Might have been a little kid's
revive
pet, too.
It?
Did you buy another bunny and release it into the woods?
Yeah.
No.
It probably escaped
It happens. It's some. Listen, squirrels are smart. Because they're like, squirrels never die.
I see tons of dead squirrels all the time.
Because they're stupid. Like, wait.
Clip.
No, wait. It's not a contradiction.
Like
I
that
know
one.
What I'm saying.
Let squirrels are smart. Because they're stupid.
Let me finish my conversation.
Oh, we'll edit that one back a couple times.
Squirrels are smart. Because they're stupid. So, the squirrel saw other squirrel dying, whatever. So, they smart squirrels learn how to survive. Right? Of course there are some squirrels that are dumb, some squirrels that are nice. Look at you guys. I'm nice, you guys are dumb, so it works perfectly fine. So the squirrels that are dumb just die under the wheels of the car. While the squirrels that are smart saw the other squirrel dying and went through the street. Bunnies just don't.
Brett's having an asthma attack.
Brett, are you
right
okay?
Now.
Brett, are you okay?
Okay.
Keep going on about squirrels.
You okay?
Yeah, you're cracking me up.
Well, bunnies are so innocent that they just die under the wheels. That bunny crossed the street, passed my
We're
car.
Not in a crosswalk.
No, it was not on a crosswalk. I would have stopped.
Didn't wait for the go.
No. There was no green light. No, nothing.
No crossing guard.
He crossed. He arrived in the lane in the middle, whatever. So after I almost passed him, and the stupid bunny decided to come
jolted
back.
Jolted the wheel so you can hit him.
I'm just picturing
you
Mario.
Said, watch what I do to this bunny.
I'm picturing Mario telling the story to the police, like he's describing the lanes they were in.
I was in the right lane.
Yeah, I was in the
and
right lane.
And I proceeded to put on my blinker and move over to the left lane.
The bunny paid no attention to the blinker at all.
The bunny was traveling northwest in the opposite lane.
It's like a math problem, a word problem.
I know.
If Mario is traveling 60 miles an hour in the left lane, the bunny's traveling 2 miles an hour across.
Pointing to his friend.
Yeah. I know one thing.
How long will it take before Mario?
Can we go back to when you were describing
crush the bunny?
Can we go back to when you were describing all the different types of squirrel personalities?
Yes, I'm just saying that there are squirrels that are smart.
Nice squirrels, they're smart ones.
Yeah, they're smart and dumb squirrels. Ones. So I'm saying that squirrels lived longer than bunny. Like they're more in the city, guys. So they're like
street smart.
Yeah, exactly. They know how to deal with cars.
Yeah, not the ones in
yeah.
No, not yeah. These ones, not these rural squirrels.
Because we're in a place that is forgot by God.
I'm
so.
Just a suburban squirrel.
Yeah. Uh-oh. If you're a city squirrel, you know how to deal with it. All the squirrels that live
He's
in Boston.
In a squirrel gang.
All the squirrels that live in Boston either cross on the crosswalk or they wait for cars to be gone.
Do they press the button if there's.
You know what I think are the smartest animal? Let's say this. The guy who learned how to cross the street are the geese. You never run over geese. They're so smart. They own the place. Every time they move, they just walk
streets,
like...
Though.
Yes, they do.
They do sometimes, really? Yeah.
Every time I go to work on the soldier field,
yeah.
They're always there crossing. And they own that place. Every time they walk in group. And everybody just stops for them. Did you ever see somebody running over a geese?
It's so sad that
people... People have hit turkeys, though.
Turkeys are like squirrels. There
Mario, it's so sad that people couldn't see you just walking like
yeah,
a goose.
If you can, a goose is like this. She's like, we own this. This is my city. This is my field.
Swagger. Goose yes. Swagger.
So they just cross the street and they just stop the car.
That's definitely a
you
gang.
You never see a car.
Yeah. So I was talking earlier about how Italians like kill the consonants when they speak.
What?
And I think it's true.
What do you mean?
What's the word? What's a good example of something that ends in a consonant? Like if it ends with a D or a T.
Kill the continent? What did you say?
What was the word, Angela, that I was using earlier?
What did you say? I'm sorry. What did
like
you say?
Okay, in
like
the
instead
language,
of saying
a vowel and a consonant.
Computer?
Like, food. But even when you're speaking Italian, though, too. Sud.
What? I don't understand what you're talking about. Where you,
see, he doesn't
what?
Even hear it because it just sounds normal.
Yeah,
like,
what
when
are you
say,
to say?
A consonant at the end of the word... There's like this extra like duh, like
yeah, because they don't know how to end words with a consonant, so they had to put
an
at the end, like
yeah, that's what it is.
We have the word yogurt in Italian.
Yogurt, yogurt,
yogurt,
yogurt,
yogurt.
What's so wrong with that?
Yogurt.
Nothing. You're just making my point.
Really?
Yeah.
Mario, do you have a Napolitan lesson today?
No.
Why? Angela asked you how you say I'm hungry.
Allora, I'm hungry is tenga fam.
Tenga fama.
Tenga fam.
Fam.
Tenga fama.
No.
Fam.
Fam. Tenga fam.
Tenga fam. French word for water.
Okay, so. I'm angry, give me something. I'm angry. I'm hungry, give me something to eat.
Yeah.
Tenga fam.
Tenga fam.
Ramaka cosa mangia.
Ramaka cosa mangia.
That was good.
That was good.
Proud of you. How about you, Brett? You never try.
Now you know why we keep him on.
That's how Brett doesn't get made fun of. He never tries.
I don't try. Works.
You're like a squirrel, suburban squirrel.
I'm like the nice, smart squirrel.
Because you see Mike dying, so
I'm
you
not
don't
a
go.
Ghetto squirrel.
I don't know. You're wearing a gold chain.
Rural squirrel.
Oh, yeah.
That's
you
an Italian
that's
squirrel.
That's a geese chain.
That's an Italian squirrel.
It's a goose chain.
Goose chain. Goose wears.
Goose chain. And
yeah,
I'll walk
they
like
walk with that is bleak. They have the
you have
clock.
To do that. How can you not share that with everyone who listens?
If people that know me know what I'm doing. I'm doing the tough
You are robbing
face.
Them of the joy.
I know Janelle will know what I'm doing.
Speaking of Janelle.
Or Bobby will know what I'm doing because I'm like.
Mario and I are headed out tomorrow to visit California for a week.
Holla.
We're going to eat some holla bread while we're on the plane.
I'm going to walk that plane like a goose.
That sounds like a good rap.
I own this place, goose.
I'm going to walk that plane like a goose. Goose. Got some goose honks
and if
in the
somebody
background.
Tells me that the middle city is taken, like, get out of here.
This has to be on that list.
Suburban squirrel.
Right now.
Suburban. What are you doing, you suburban squirrel? Go back to your tree.
Yeah, but we're going out to California.
Me and Mike are flying to California Monday.
Yes.
Which is tomorrow morning.
Which is tomorrow morning.
We're going to visit Bobby and Jill for a few days.
In a couple
days.
Of hours, actually.
What time does your flight leave?
8 a.m. Funny.
I'm not even packed yet.
Yeah. I'm awesomely packed.
Placked. His teeth
yeah,
are very
did
plack-y.
You bring your shoes, Mario? How about the shoes?
Do we really have to talk about this?
Yeah.
Listen. I forgot a pair of shoes. Instead of going back home, I just decided to go to Marshall and buy them.
Clearance.
Not clearance, actually. Actually, it was no Marshall.
No, didn't end up
being
Marshall.
Yes, it was no Marshall. Because
Marshall's is clearance for other stores.
Marshall's even has clearance section, though.
And then that's double clearance.
I have to say that that's like mind-blowing.
What?
I was doing something that I taught Mike. I found these pair of shoes that were really nice. Then Mike had an idea. Why don't we go to another store to see if we found a shoe that you like better than this?
No, because you didn't think they were really nice. You were like, right. Yeah, they're
I didn't
right.
like them, but I needed them because I didn't want to drive back home. So I was like, I'm just going to leave them here. But then I'm like, what if somebody takes them? So, Brett, what do you do when you go to a store?
You hide them behind something else
exactly.
at the store.
Exactly. So me and Mike just hide the shoes.
Where did you hide them?
I didn't hide them. Mario hid them.
Yeah, because Mike is too nice. He'll probably go to the register and be like, can you please hold this for me?
He went in the bathroom and opened up the back of the toilet. No, do you know
me? I'm the king of hiding stuff from Marshalls.
Okay. Mario, didn't you, you went on...
On a whale watch?
Was that last weekend?
Yeah. Yeah. I went whale watching.
Yeah. How was that?
It was pretty fun.
Okay. Mario sent me a text after he left.
What did I say?
He said...
I forgot
said,
about
noi
this.
Stiamo ri- noi stiamo ritornando all'acquario. Well, wait, first, we've explained our dialect on here. Me and Mario, when we text each other, we do it in broken Italian.
Yeah, I had to change my...
All the verbs are like they're in infinitive form.
Talking about this, I had to change my keyboard to Spanish every time I write you.
Really?
Because...
So it doesn't learn the bad Italian words?
Exactly. Otherwise, I cannot type Italian anymore.
Okay. So Mario, coming back from the whale watch, wrote to me and said, noi stiamo ritornando all'acquario.
We're coming back to the aquarium.
Noi avere visto un paio di Mario.
Di Mario.
And then in the parentheses, balene. Yeah.
We saw a pair of Marios when you went whale watching.
Yeah. And then I told them, I said, they were watching you.
Wait, you...
Okay, guys, I hope you enjoyed the 11th episode of this podcast. And hi to all the new listeners, because we have a couple of new listeners.
We do.
Welcome.
Hi.
Hi.
Bye. That's terrible.
You guys are so
awful. Wait. Don't
we
stop
cannot
that.
Finish like
okay.
this.
Wait, no. Who's the new listeners? Do we know this for sure? Because I don't believe you.
Right, you asked too many
questions. Yeah, I told you even. Rachel Carlson.
Rachel and Russell.
Yeah. Oh, they're the best. Yeah.
All right.
So let's say hi to new listeners. So we have a couple.
No, we can't listen to every say time. Hi to every person who ever listens to this podcast.
And Mario knows best guarantee. If you listen to our podcast, we'll say your name.
Exactly.
Hi, Rachel and Russ.
All right.
Bye.
Ciao.
Can you see my phone if it's on or not?
What are you talking about? Like text you?
I'll go check.
I have to see if I can go for a haircut. An haircut.
An haircut.
Did you keep this on?
An haircut. Why?
Are we still recording?
We're still recording.
Good.
What's wrong with a haircut?
Thank heavens. Congratulations.